Our conversation with the head coach, and here we are, just occurred to me, in Game 87, though it's brought to you by Whole Foods Market, proud to celebrate 20 years on Fortune's 100 Best Companies to Work For list, now hiring all skill levels in a store near you. Search for jobs online at WFM.com/careers. If ever there was a, this should have been a medical thing. Like at the beginning, it clearly should have been sponsored by, nobody had the foresight, I guess.
No doubt.
All right, you spoke today, as we are talking, obviously the question was where things were left. When last we were, paying attention to the Marcus Smart drama, the original discussion was he was going to have it looked at today and then maybe be available on Thursday. What changed in the last 48 hours that moved things up?
Well, he felt really good this weekend. Went through a bunch of different workouts, nothing live. The timeline was similar to when others that have had it have felt great and ultimately come back. We had an appointment scheduled for Tuesday morning after his workouts this weekend. They asked the doctor if they could move that up to Monday to have him looked at. Didn't know what she was going to say, and she said he's good to go, fully healed. It all depends on him deciding that there's no, pain from the workout or whatever the case may be. But he said he felt great this morning, so we'll see how he feels the rest of the night. We'll make that decision when the game time hits.
And the same would go for what you were saying about him feeling any pain or any discomfort. I assume the same would hold true within the context of a game if he does, in fact, play.
Always.
So my next question is this. How do you know that son of a gun's going to tell you the truth?
Yeah, well...
You have a lie detector or anything down there?
It's interesting. I asked what the obvious question was. I don't want him playing if he can hurt it worse. Yeah. And, Art Horn and Marcus were both standing there, and Art says he could hurt the left one worse than the right one because the right one's got this padding on it and this brace on it tonight. The left one is free, and if he dives again – and, lands on the floor hands first, then he could hurt that one worse. So he's actually in better shape with that brace on than the open thumb.
What does the brace mean basketball-wise, given the things he has to do in his role on this team?
I think they've fitted it to him as well as they could. I don't know how that'll impact him. That'd be a question for him after the game.
All right, after a week of the baseball analogy, we've been talking about hitting singles, hitting home runs, was the second half of Game 4 the perfect example of how much singles can add up to a big inning.
Yeah, we just played with a lot more aggressiveness and assertiveness on both ends of the court, and I thought our offense fed off our defense. I still think we can play a lot better offensively, and hopefully we can show that tonight.
How much of what they are doing offensively, and the numbers are crazy. This is, I think, 5 of the top 7 shooting games this year have been Milwaukee. How much of it, particularly in this series, is them shooting particularly well, you not doing what you want to do on defense, or things that are going wrong on offense that are leading to offense for them?
I'd say a little bit of all three. When our defense is set, I feel like we've been in pretty good position. Middleton is obviously, everything he throws up is going in, and credit him for that. We've just got to do a better job of getting into his airspace and making it as difficult as possible. Giannis is making jump shots. Also, obviously, it presents such a unique challenge because, when you switch, he just overpowers guards and is a guy that is a force on the glass, as we saw at the very end of the game. But you're going to have to pick your poison some, and we just need to play with a little bit more force on the defensive end and a little bit more force and purpose on the offensive end.
Real quick, Max wanted that. Max and I were talking a lot about the end of the game and the inbound play, and I flash back to a conversation we had, I forget now which game it pertained to, about how difficult it is to get a three when you call a timeout. It was a debate about calling a timeout or not calling a timeout and how difficult it is to get a three. But obviously when you don't need one, I imagine that changes a little bit. Was that on the menu at the end of the game, game
to get
4?
A three?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've only run that once in my 5 years here. And so
what was that? What was the one?
When you throw it at the end of the Portland game and they foul, they had a foul to give.
Right.
And when you throw it into Morris on the other side of the floor, first of all, it's good because those guys are really aggressive trying to deflect passes on the strong side of the floor. So getting it over to the other side, you're by yourself. And at the very end of the day, at least you know you're in a one-on-one situation from 12, 15 feet, which I feel really good about. And then Terry was going to fly off. He lost Bledsoe on the cut, but Brogdon did a great job of jumping out when he saw that Terry had lost Bledsoe on the cut. And that's what Morris's read was, and Morris went into a pull-up, and it looked good. I feel really good about the shot we got, and think about, like, how hard it is to get a look at that time with a long, switchy group. You know, I thought our guys did a really good job.
You and I think, share a view, and I don't really want to go into the idea of the last two-minute report. I obviously have been I think it's ridiculous. I think the mistakes that people make, whether it's you or me or officials or whatever, we have enough scrutiny in our job without specifically highlighting these. And I think both you and I appreciate the league's attempt at transparency, but is there a better solution? You said today you don't even look at it, do you?
No, but I think it's good. I think the whole if the whole idea behind it is transparency, and that's a really important thing, which I think it should be, then if that's one of our vehicles to be more transparent, then I think we should use it. And but I've never looked at one. I can't, like, you know, we get a bunch of reports, and, you know, I'm unfortunately, my ADD kicks in, and I only get three bullets down on anything. So if you ever send me an email with multiple paragraphs, I'm probably not reading it.
Well, I mean, if they did just the last two-minute report on our conversation every day, it would miss so much. I mean, it's all about the last 2 minutes, I guess. It's how we wrap it up going into the break. That's all people remember, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You can't as a coach or a player, you can't worry about what happened in the last 2 minutes of the last game. You got to move on.
To Game 5, which we will, next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.